Online Podcast 188. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. It's Monday. Monday, October, whatever it is, 9th, I think. And we are back for another studio show. It's been a while since I do a studio show, but today it's very special. Back about, I would say maybe about probably almost exactly 5 months ago, I talked to Kay, and some of you might remember that the website called the story of jnk.blogspot.com, and I talked to Kay about being gay and about coming out and all those, and also about the relationship. At that time when I found the website, it was the website was really to document Jay and Kay's relationship. And then at that time when I was talking to him, it was just right around the time that they have broken up. So today I have, after several tries, and I hope you're still there. Kay, are you still there? Oh, maybe I've lost him. Let's try to reconnect with him and see. Welcome, Kay.
Hi.
Thank you for agreeing to be here, despite the difficulties with the internet. We were trying to get on, and to the point, it was so bad to the point that I thought he freaked out. He don't want to be, don't want to talk to me no more. But anyway, thank you for being on the show again. And so just to give some people, you know, I've, you know, several, I'm sure some new listeners since then, to give you an idea, about 5 months ago, I chatted with Kay about his website called the story of jnk.blogspot.com. I think that's where it's located. And so you were starting that blog to talk about your relationship with Jay.
Right.
And then when I talked to you back in May, it was pretty much around the time of the breakup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and of course, it was a very touching and very personal talk that we had, and it really touched quite a few people. And so a lot of people always ask, how is he doing? So okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
It's been really good.
Good?
Yeah.
So things are great. You think you have... so what's new? I mean, what is your progress? I'll let you do the talking. What is different?
Nothing's new. Nothing's really new. I'm still myself. I'm still... I'm currently unemployed right now.
Uh-huh. Happily? But, you sound very happy.
Right. I'm enjoying my time right now, actually, but I'm also looking for another job, a new one. So, but at the same time, I've took up some freelance job to do. So, I need to survive. So,
okay, yeah, well, obviously, you need to eat.
Other than that, I mean, it's been good. I've been meeting lots of people, and yeah, good.
Okay, and tell us, as of this recording, and we record this on a Thursday, October 5th, and as of this recording, I went to the website, and tell us what happened, what made you do the decision today, on Thursday?
Well, it's, yesterday, actually.
Yeah, yesterday, yeah.
Right.
Thursday for me.
Yeah, I was still posting my blog. I still remember, I made a post yesterday morning, and then towards the evening, you know, Jay called me, you know, and he told me that things are getting a little bit out of hand, actually.
Okay.
People started recognizing us, you know, in the public, and then it's no longer funny when someone comes up to you and recognize you and, hey, you're okay, right? And
how does that happen?
I do not know. You see, it's really scary, you know. And it's freaking really scary.
Uh-huh.
Imagine someone coming up to you and then they know you and then...
Well, people kind of do.
Yeah, That's fine, you know, but what I've been writing, you know,
it's very personal.
Over the past, yes, very personal and very intimate, and it's just not, yeah, I don't feel comfortable about it. And then Jay has been experiencing the same problem, and then, you know, we come to an agreement that, you know, for now we might put the blog on hold for a moment.
Okay, and so that is the main reason. Now, what about? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Now, what about doing this? You know, on being on here talking about it.
It's a total different thing, I think. I mean, I just come on to your show and I share what I have to say. I think it's not really directly related to.
Sure.
To having my blog.
Yeah. So it is, yeah, it's fascinating how and why, because you don't even put your pictures on there, do you? I mean, there were a couple of pictures that without your face.
Yes, without a face. But then if you're to, I'm not too sure how much you have read, but if you're
I
to
have not.
Like, go in much deeper and then and flip through the archives and uh-huh. all you, they are pretty much, there are a few pictures which are quite bearing, actually. Quite, how do I say?
Revealing?
Yes, revealing.
Like, revealing as in your meat and potato revealing or the face revealing?
I don't put my face.
Okay. So, but how? Picture. But how do people know, though? I mean,
I do not know. It's I do not know.
Is it
really
that recognizable? The revealing photo? Oh, but anyway, it's not. It's,
you're laughing. You
it's
know,
not. Right? I know. Sorry.
No, the gay community here it's small. You know,
oh,
people
yeah.
know each other, and then
oh, I recognize that
people,
thing.
People talk, and you know, it's just a precautionary step.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Quite, I understand it. I understand why you made the decision, because when I do shows like that, I put out some quite personal stuff, but there are things that I keep it to myself that is, mm-hmm. you know, my own private things. And
right.
so, you, so, but anyway, probably part of the reason why you got those attention was because you two were probably pretty good looking. I mean, at least the parts that you're showing, the pictures that you're showing. So you probably got some fan there, some fans. But anyway, you know, nobody chased me here because I'm too fine.
No,
never
don't
mind.
Say that.
Oh my god. Anyway, let's jump back to the main topic. But I'm glad you're laughing. You know, the last time I talked to you, you were pretty down, and of course, you were also going through. You were working on a job that you were not quite really enjoying. Mm-hmm. And also it was very raw. The breakup was very raw, just very new. So tell me, how do you compare yourself today and 5 months ago?
Like I said, I'm still myself.
Yeah,
right. I've not changed, but I see a lot of progress in me. You know, yeah. In terms of being more open. All right.
Open meaning like openly gay?
Right.
Okay.
But I'm trying to cope with that, actually. So I've met more people, you know. I've been going to the gym, you know, the gym, and then they have a lot of gay people there, and then I met a lot of people, and then we made friends, and it's
But you are out now though, right? Last time when I was talking to you, you were still you only have maybe a couple of friends who knew that you were
yeah,
gay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So now
to
you're more
people
open.
Now.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Is that liberating for you? Does it make you feel?
It's,
it is.
You know, it's good to be able to sit and hang out, same group of people, and be able to talk about things you want to talk, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's, like you say, it's liberal. It's liberating.
And also being yourself, isn't that like a big relief? You can just be.
Right. You know, I can hang out with a bunch of guys, and then we can talk about men, and you know,
mm-hmm.
hey, look at that guy. Isn't he cute? You know, that kind of conversation, it's fun.
Yeah, because it's just being yourself, you know? You don't have mm-hmm. to hold it back. And I'm so glad to hear that, because I think not... as much as I was concerned, and most of my listeners were concerned about your breaking up, I think most of us were probably more concerned about how much you have to hold it in being gay and having no one to talk to and no one to talk to about your breaking up. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that it's improved, and I'm glad that you're able to come back and tell us, and it definitely shows through your voice that you're a happier person. Obviously, I mean, I knew that. Remember back then, I told you, you'll get over it, but nobody can say anything that will make you feel better at that time, because you just have to go through it. So, is there any potential boyfriend at this time? Are you
not
dating
at the
anyone?
Moment.
But were you
not
dating?
At the moment.
Were you dating before after Jay?
No. No. I'm not dating anyone at the moment. In fact, Jay and I are still very close.
I was gonna bring Jay back into the conversation too. Now, does he know that you're doing this show? Talk about this.
Not now. In fact, I'm chatting him online right now, but he doesn't know about it. He knows about the first recording, but not this one.
Okay.
So I'll probably surprise him later.
Okay. Well, if he wants to join, if he's on Skype, we'll bring him in. Wouldn't that be more exciting? He probably doesn't want to do that, does he?
Yeah. He wants to stay low.
Okay. So, as far as... sorry about that noise. As far as your relationship with him, how is that coming? Do you see yourself... I know you were still hanging on to it for... for whatever sake, you know, you were hanging on to it for... even after he moved on. Now, is he still with his boyfriend?
No longer.
Okay. And how does that make you feel? And tell us more about that.
I think he broke up, I think, about less than a month, I think. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't tell me that. And then, but eventually, I found it out. Uh-huh. And I confronted him. He just said that, you know, he didn't want me to know, that's all.
Okay.
So, since then, I mean, we are still very close. Like I said, we have been hanging out, seeing each other. And then, right now, at the moment, we are trying to work things out.
Work things out, okay.
Yes, and then see if things will... I'm hoping things will go on as I wish, as I want to.
Okay.
So we are trying to work things out.
Okay, so how do you feel? Are you hopeful right now? Do you feel like you were not treasured? Have that thought ever come across?
Whatever has happened, it's already, it's over.
Okay.
So, the way I see it is that, you know, people make mistakes, and then sometimes, you know, the mistake may be small, sometimes may be big, and then whatever is it, I know, sometimes people make the wrong decision, so I'm okay with that. It's over and it's over.
Okay.
So we look towards the future. We look at a fresh beginning.
Okay, and you guys, it sounds like are you diving straight into it? Where, you know, kind of went back to where you were, or are you taking it almost like from the beginning again?
Almost like from the beginning again.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do still do see him often,
right?
And what about the scene now? I hate to say scene, because it sounds like every time you say gay scene, it sounds like it's always party. But what about the gay world in Malaysia right now, as you are coming out more?
Right. How long have you not been back to Malaysia?
I went back in 2005, January of 2005, and I have really never done anything much like gay stuff. So I don't really know. I'm very out of touch.
Probably still the same. I'm not really into the like you said, scene, you know, I'm not really into hanging out in pubs and going to party and all, but it's a very small community, and people really know each other, and then they talk, and you know, but it's good to know these people. It's good to know them, and you know, they have been very helpful and understanding, and you know, they have been like calling me, come on, join us tonight, you know, it's Friday night, come, let's go over to Frenji and you know, LQ.
Are those the kind of places, club names?
Yeah. So, but it's just not me, like, I don't really enjoy.
Yeah, plus I don't do that too. I don't do that here also, because I'm not, and then you don't have to. It's not. I don't feel ashamed of of that activity. It's just not me. So
exactly.
Yeah, and
so if you want to ask me for a coffee, that'll be good. You know, coffee is good.
Okay, but, good. Coffee is expensive in Malaysia. Unless you go to Kopitiam, then it's cheaper.
How much is it there? Huh? No, the Kopitiam here isn't cheap anymore.
Oh, is it really? But it's still more expensive than those, like, still cheaper than Starbucks. It cost me... Yeah. It was crazy. I get, like, a Frappuccino or the green tea frap. Oh, okay. My gosh. It was 12 ringgit or something?
Yeah, about that.
Oh, my good Lord. I went there... And I was like, oh my gosh, it costs so much. It's crazy.
How much is it over there?
Well, it's like, it's probably about the same after you converted it.
Okay, all
right. But the thing is, you know, every dollar that we make, we spend $3 on a drink. And every ringgit that you make, you spend 12 ringgit on a drink. You know, okay. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going nuts. Oh, even though, you know, after the conversion, it's fine. But it's like, oh my gosh. How come people must be making a lot of money to be able to spend it like that?
Really?
Oh, but anyway, so what do you see for the future as far as your life and also Jay?
I'm working on two things right now, my job and Jay, of course. So so these are my two priorities right now.
Okay.
And the blog as well. I love my blog so much. You know, come to think of, you know, closing it down and letting it go, you know, it's
almost like a death, so hard. Or something.
Yes, exactly. So actually what the message I put there is saying that it's defunct and it's down, it's off, but actually the actual blog, I've transferred it elsewhere, so it's got another URL, another name. So
okay,
in time to come, I'll probably come back on again, but not for now.
Okay. Now, are you doing, how you were writing this for yourself to document it, or were you wanting other people to read what you write also? When you first started this?
Yes, to document our journey. All right, and it's also good, and I'm also glad to have, you know, readers, people coming in and comments and, you know, feedbacks and all. It's all very smooth at the beginning. And up till right now, I didn't expect it to go to become like this, you know, where people start to recognize you, and then, I mean, in public, in your actual real life, you know. I tried to draw a line, you know.
Yeah, I thought you kept it pretty defined.
Exactly, you know. But, you know, since the breakup, I took the initiative to meet up with a few bloggers. You know.
Oh, so that probably...
Other gay bloggers. That probably, but... There are only a few, you know. I don't know.
Tell me about the other gay bloggers.
Uh-huh. What do you want to know?
Tell me about them. Who they are and what the size are.
I link them on my page, and they link back to me. So
I'm at your page. Which is the one that you read?
Okay.
A Malaysian one, especially Malaysian based. Which blog do you read?
Those are listed on my page. Those are listed. I listed on my blog.
Like under
those
Life Journey.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see
and
me
and
on
I
there.
Candies, of course.
and oh yeah, so
oh you're on,
huh? Yeah.
You're on.
You left me, yeah. You left me there. And actually, oh my gosh. Yeah, there are several people that I'm in touch. Well, I know one of the person also starts with an O.
Who?
The one that starts with an O. I don't know whether, is he public? Is he, he's probably, I don't know whether he's out or not, so I'm not saying anything.
he's doing very good.
Okay, but he's out too, right?
Right.
I don't know whether he's out or not.
He is.
So I can say his name. Never mind.
Yeah,
if you want
not?
To, Osman.
Okay.
And I have exchanged several emails with him before, and I believe he has a Chinese boyfriend or something like that. I think the line may be off again. I'm going to try to reconnect with Jay again. Here it is. I'm trying to call him back. Here we go. Apparently, the internet connection in Malaysia sucks. So I hope I get a good connection when I go home next year. Is he offline again? Let me see. We're back. And I'm looking at the blogs. Now, they are not all Malaysians, are they?
No, not all Malaysians.
Which are the ones? Osman is Malaysian.
Right.
And, what about other ones on there?
Okay. Elevate Aggravate.
Elevate Aggravate. I don't see that. Is that
A?
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
All right, Ash.
Ash Angelo.
Yes, Bedtime Stories. Raven KL. This is good, but enough about you. He's a Malaysian, but he's living in UK.
Who?
Should read his stuff.
Who? Which one?
But enough about you.
But enough. Okay.
Yeah, his name is Jay too.
What's with this J?
Confetti in the wind.
Okay, your site will still be up, right? I mean, you're just not updating stuff, but so I can actually send people over there to check out the blogs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the blogs that I have, I'll put a link over to Jay's J and K. Well, story of J and K. And you can go check it out, and perhaps the story will continue even if it's not online, right?
It is. Okay. It is going to continue. All
okay,
right.
Good. That is good to know. I'm excited for you, and I'm just glad, and I'm even happier that you are more open, because I think the biggest concern was that it was so closed up for you that it's really getting on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about this, though? Let me put another question, another twist to the question is, without Jay,
all right,
would you have felt as good as you would feel today if he's not back as your lover, or possibly back as your lover?
I'll still be good like how I'm feeling right now, but then... you know, there's still something missing, you know? But if it's not the way it is now, today, okay? It is still good, alright? I'll probably have one priority, which is just, you know, my job, you know? And then, but since it's not now, you know, Jay is available, so we are working on it, so he's on my priority now.
Okay, what about... What have you learned from the breaking up and all that?
Oh, this is like writing an essay.
You just said you don't have to write, just say it.
No, it's hard to foresee what's going to happen tomorrow, you know.
Is that something you learn? It's hard to see.
Yeah. Okay. So what we have today, might as well cherish it, you know. And
good.
Someone said something to me. I can't remember. I can't really remember the whole line, but it's something like, there is nothing certain about tomorrow. The only thing, I don't know, it's something about certain getting, I know.
Like, you can't be certain about the future, but...
Yeah, the only thing which is certain is the uncertainty, something like that. I don't really, oh. I can't remember, but yeah, that's what I learned, you know, so cherish what we have today, and then you do not know what is going to happen tomorrow, but it's good to be hopeful.
That's good. Did you think that without the breakup, probably you wouldn't have come out as much?
Mm-hmm. You were saying that I was like pretty closed up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, meaning okay. Not out to people.
Yeah. And assuming if the breakup did not happen, all right, I would see that, you know, Jay and I would still continue to be that way, all right, till now.
Mm-hmm. And like not out.
Yeah, and we are still pretty comfortable about it, but there'll be a time when something like this happens, you know, and it's going to be very hard for both of us.
Yeah.
So to look it in a positive way, you know, the breakup actually does
some good things.
Yes. It's not that bad after all.
Did you learn about yourself, and yeah, did you learn anything about yourself during this 5 months that you did not know before? Things that without the last 5 months you probably did not know that you have, either it being strength or courage or mango.
Mango?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Just anything that like, oh my gosh, I
oh okay, all right, I realized that I really need to be pushed, you know, right up to the edge. And then only I will really like get up and
do something.
Stand up.
Okay.
Yes.
So it sounded like when you two are in your own world in a relationship, you really don't need a lot of people around you to be to know about your relationship and all that. It's when you are having problem, or if when you're having stuff to talk about that person that you're with friends, is when you realize that you don't really have anybody around you that can share that sort of pain or whatever that you're going through. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I've always wanted to be able to, you know, like, you know, Jay and I go out, you know, and we have friends we can hang out with. We have friends that we are common, you know, and it's. I want to have that experience, you know, where both of us can hang out with our friends.
Did you not have that before?
No.
Why? I forgot. Remind me.
I always wanted that, but Jay is still not so ready, and he wants to keep a low profile.
Oh, you mean being gay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's still not ready to like openly go out together.
Now,
but
what about if you without Jay, would you have come out sooner? Would you have, you know? It sounds like, I know you are, you really really care, and that's like no question about it, that you really care and you do a lot for Jay, and so. It sounded like you're keeping everything low profile and not coming out. It's also hugely because of Jay's decision to not wanting to come out. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. But
You obviously have, you sound like you have the desire of doing that, but you were not doing it because Jay was not ready yet.
Even if it's not around, all right, I think I'll probably still be same. I mean, not, I might have the desire, but courage is not there. And it's just so because of the breakup, and then you have no choice, you have no one to talk to, then you really, I really had to
Had to do
come out, and
something.
yeah, I had to do something about it, man.
Okay, I'm gonna pause for a while because it's kind of Skypey. So, do you mind if we hang up and then I'll call you back? Okay, well, listeners, this is gonna conclude this week's show, and I'm not sure when I'm gonna be posting the next one. You just have to stay subscribed. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to smile, ladies. You just have to stay subscribed. I don't know when I'm gonna play the second part, but thank you. Ta-da.